Monday, April 7th, is World Health Day. An NGO is using the occasion to warn that 76 million older people around the world are being excluded from vital health care. HelpAge International is trying to raise awareness through its Age Demands Action campaign. Amlicet Tewodros is the group's country director for Tanzania.
Age Demands Action is a campaign that empowers older people to directly engage with their leaders, in this particular case with the Ministry of Health officials, to demand the access to services, to health services, to be appropriate, age-friendly, accessible to older people. So it gives older people an opportunity to present their demands and their requests to the relevant policy and decision makers.
She says millions of older people around the world are not getting the care they need for diseases and chronic conditions.
There are a number of non-communicable diseases that are showing steady growth among older population groups. For example, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, prostate cancer, and respiratory diseases.
Amlicet says the current emphasis in healthcare is on communicable and childhood diseases. She says healthcare programs usually do not have a lifelong, healthy aging approach. Lack of respect and discrimination can also be barriers to adequate health care for older people.
Old age is associated with diseases, so older people are not treated for the illnesses they present, but rather they're looked at, oh, you are old and resources are limited. Those should be directed to young people, to children. So these are some of the constraints that are limiting older people's access.
In many developing countries, Amlicet says the emphasis is on building infrastructure and hospital admissions, which can be expensive. As a result, she says, less attention is paid to health promotion and prevention, especially for age-related diseases and conditions. What's more, many healthcare workers may not be adequately trained to help older patients. The HelpAge International official says universal healthcare would help solve many of these problems.
Universal healthcare would help in the sense that it will provide equity in terms of access to healthcare for all population groups. If healthcare has to be paid for, a lot of these people who lack funds to pay for consultation, who lack funds for transport, who lack funds for paying for the cost of drugs are constrained by their inability to benefit or to access basic health care, which is fundamental for their survival.
Amlicet says political will can overcome concerns about cost.
We have experiences in a number of countries where we have seen positive progress, which did not require a huge investment. It is an issue of commitment and policy adjustments, making sure health policymakers, programmers do take into account the specific needs, the unique needs of all the population groups and provide appropriate, affordable and accessible health care. That is the message.
HelpAge International also warns the life expectancy in nearly 40 countries is either remaining static at 60 or has fallen. It says community health care is vital to ensure older people maintain a good quality of life. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.